And speaking of Fringe, we actually have director of the Sydney Fringe Festival on the line now. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going? Very exciting. Fringe Ignite tonight.
Yes, this afternoon, a matter of hours away. That's right. It's very exciting. Our big opening at Kensington Street at our festival village this year. Curated by Nairi, which will be amazing. We've got 9 stages and 4 hours of music, all free.
There you go. It's all happening. Your Saturday entertainment done. But we are here to talk actually about silent theatre. And silent theatre, it's one of those rare events where audiences are invited to eavesdrop on 4 different playwrights. So where did this idea come from and how did it all start?
It's been an idea that's been brewing for a little while. In fact, it's built off something we did last year, which was a project we called Chain Play. And we partnered with the Urban Hotel, which is a great hotel in Newtown, and we placed 4 playwrights in consecutive nights in the same hotel room, and they had to stay a night in the hotel room and write a quarter of a script, and then they left it there for the next playwright and they can carry it on. And then at the end we did a staged reading and it was fantastic and heaps of fun. And this year we were talking to the hotel about doing it again and maybe taking it to the next level, and that's how the Silent Theatre project came about. So the plan this year is we have 4 adjoining rooms that all have balconies side by side. Mm. And our writers and creatives have spent a night in each room and they've created their own scene set in their room. And then we're now in the process of working those up with actors and musicians and creatives. And, pardon me, in a couple of weeks you'll be able to buy a ticket and see the works. But the plan is that audiences stand on the street with headphones and they can watch and catch the drama across the street on the balconies and in the rooms, but they can hear all the intimate conversations going on. So the idea is that it's a nice, it's an opportunity to, exactly what you said, eavesdrop into a hotel room. Who doesn't want to find out what's going on in those hotel rooms at night? But also to have a connection with intimate conversations and really private moments in the middle of a bustling city. And I love this idea of the audience hanging out on Emore Road, which is so busy, and yet they're engaged with these really quiet, beautiful conversations. That's the plan anyway. We'll see if it works.
I mean, like, I love that idea too, but Edmore Road, as you mentioned, it is so busy and so loud. I live right off it.
That's right.
It's so
loud. The only thing we've got to worry about are buses. Mm. Everything's else okay. We've been testing it over the last few months, so we're pretty confident we'll be okay, but it'll be a wild adventure anyway.
Mm. So logistically, how will it work? So people just go by, come in?
Yeah, so you need to book your tickets, and tickets, you come and meet at the hotel, have a drink, hang out, and then one of our guides will take you across the street and there's a designated spot to sit, to stand, where you can have perfect view of the balconies. And then, the show only goes for an hour. Each room is about, 15 minutes with things that cross over as well, to join the stories together. And you'll be able to watch and see what happens.
What kind of elements of the production do you think will surprise audiences? Like, is it the conversations, do you think, that are so intimate that are coming out of these rooms?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be content. But I think it is, technically it's quite a challenging project to do, because you do have all those environmental issues like noise and light and other things. And also you are trying to translate a story across a road, and up two floors. So there's interesting logistical hurdles, but I think if we can pull them off, which I'm sure we can because we've been researching and practicing, it will be quite magnificent, because what you have is the ability to play with the idea of, well, first of all, the audiences can hear us no matter whether they can see us or not. So all the actors are mic'd. So you might have a couple who are laying in bed and you can't even see them yet, but you can hear them and hear what's going on. And then they may come out on the balcony. You might carry on the story outside. So you have the ability to drop little suggestions which are physical only, so that actors can be in the middle of their story and you're not even listening to what they're doing yet while you're listening to someone else, but you're able to watch what's happening as well. So I'm hoping when it all comes together is that there'll be lots of stories that are pieced together that all reveal themselves at the very end. That is what I'm hoping. I'm hoping it will be very exciting. But like any new things and world's firsts and concepts that haven't been done before, there's always an element of risk. But that's half the fun as an audience as well.
Absolutely. I mean, something so interactive as well. It's just like what goes, goes.
Tell
me about a bit more about the playwrights that you chose to be involved in this production.
So Benjamin Law, who's one of our ambassadors this year, who most people know from his columns in Good Weekend and also My Family Law, his show on SBS. He's writing one of our pieces. And Emmy May, who is an emerging playwright, she's fantastic, is writing one of the others. Then we have musician Brian Campau, who's writing a bunch of songs and selecting some things for one of the rooms because there will be a musical element. And then myself and Michael Piggott, who are a part of the old 505 Theatre Company, we're devising a piece as well set around the hotel room. So there's a whole team of us and, it's really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, that's an amazing lineup, but everyone, they're quite different disciplines. So how does that kind of all come together in a way to make one production?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a challenge as well. But that, again, you know, challenges are always an opportunity. I'm the eternal optimist. that's one of the great things about having Brian Campau on board. And I think music is going to play a huge key in tying the stories together. And also Michael and I are working, because our piece is devised and we work a lot, we're working around the other scripts that are quite more solid and less flexible. So we're hoping that our piece, we're able to thematically join the other two together. Well, yeah.
I think it will work out fine. It sounds amazing. I mean, who doesn't want to see theatre on a balcony?
I know. It's so exciting. I think, look, that's the wonderful thing about the Sydney Fringe Festival. And increasingly, as we grow in profile and make more connections in the community, we're able to do those sorts of things that are quite difficult to do in Sydney, really, you know. And so we get the opportunity to be able to, you know, put theatre on the street, on balconies, or to take over warehouses and to do great, crazy things that Sydney creatives often don't get to do at other times of the year. So it is a rare opportunity, and I encourage everyone to get out there and see some of this great immersive and site-specific stuff that we've got in the program this year.
For sure. Well, Kerry, thank you so much for joining us here on It's So Hot Right Now, and all the best to Ignite tonight.
Thanks so much, and I hope to see you at Silent Theatre.
Hope to see you there too. Well, we will be there. Oh, my mind is spiraling on a Saturday morning.
I know, it's early.
Well, all the best, and thanks for chatting to us again.
Have a lovely day.
You too. That was Sydney Fringe Festival director Kerry Glassick giving us a bit of a sneak peek into Silent Theatre. It'll be showing on the 19th to the 21st of September at the Urban Hotel just on Enmore Road near the beginning. You can get all the details at sydneyfringe.com, or even easier on the 2SER website, just 2SER.com, and click through to So Hot Right Now.